You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. I'm the big boy, and today we're talking with Gunner Four of Gunner Four in the Interstate. Welcome, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Glad you're here this morning because we are talking about your new album, The Music for the Hard Times. Or no, Just Music for the Hard Times. Tell me about the hard times.
Yeah, I came up with that title in 2020, I think it was December.
Fitting.
Things were, obviously the pandemic was happening, and then we had the weather was, I remember it just being super cold, and the sun's going down at 5 o'clock, and I was sitting with my wife, and I was like, baby, these are the hard times. times are tough, and that's what this record's about. It's about sadness and finding the will to change and be a better person. Even in the hard times, and that, I think that that's the most important time to focus on that stuff. It's easy to be in a good spot when things are good. Yeah.
So our listeners will be very familiar with the first single off the album, Hope. We've been, I guess that came out earlier in the year, mm-hmm. and we weren't the only ones playing it, which I'm thrilled to say.
Yeah.
You had some pretty some pretty good success on the Texas country charts.
We did, yeah. I think we spent like 25 weeks, something like that. It was several months, and then we got up to number 51 for, 2 weeks, and that's really incredible, with all the music that gets released in Texas, and you're going up against, big names with radio promoters and stuff like that. We did it all on our own, not all on our own. I did all the contacting, and then we met some really great DJs and radio folks that played it for us. But I never expected it to take off like that.
Well, I think part of it was just it's such an approachable song, mm-hmm. and because you were we've talked before about this. I've known you for a while, so mm-hmm. You were in sales at one point in your life, so I feel like that kind of probably helped you when you're. I mean, I don't know. I reached out to you, or we connected because we already had a somewhat relationship of knowing each other, mm-hmm. But I'm guessing when you went to another DJ, you were just like, "Hey, let me tell you about me," because for me, the ones that I play are the people who make the effort, mm-hmm. As opposed to ones that just send an email like, "Hey, play my song." Like, okay, I'll listen to it like I do everyone else, but
yeah, I probably called every country in America on a format station in the state. just called them, tried to talk to people. And there's one thing that we, I guess the sales skills and the communication skills that I'm just really polished on that a little bit. But I have no problem selling myself or what we're doing.
Careful how you say that, though.
Hell yeah, that is true.
So, album has 6 tracks.
Yep.
So, what is the, definition, an EP versus a full album? Like, do you consider this a full album? Do you consider this an EP?
I would call it an EP. I feel like when you put the label of EP on it, it can confuse people, or sometimes they can think that, it's like a 2-song thing.
Right.
And so, I just call it a record. Mm-hmm. But what the plan is eventually is that we have several more things that we're working on, more songs that we have in the studio and stuff like that. Eventually, I would like to – they're all kind of the same – they all fit together in the same theme. And so eventually I'll stick all that together and put that into like a 12-song EP or a 12-song LP, and that'll be – Music for the Hard Times, the full record. this is a
– preview.
Exactly, yeah.
We were talking kind of on the walk up about the fact that you guys produced this. I did not realize until we were talking and I was reading the liner notes here, produced at Crossroads Recording Studio, that it's actually at Texas Tech.
Yes, yeah. It is down in the basement of the library. Amy DeVogue is the head engineer out there. And then my friend Aaron Prentice, who – it's funny, when we lived in Hale Center, Texas, back when me and my sister were little, his mom watched us after school, so I've known him. They were quite a bit older than me, but I've known him since I was born, basically. We've been friends for 26 years, and he's the engineer out there, and so we get to work together when we go to Tech, and they've been really, really cool. It's a great facility. Like, you wouldn't expect it to – when you walk in, it's like a whole nother world. It's beautifully lit, and drum rooms and isolation booths and everything that you need, and it's really fun to work in there.
So what was producing the album like? I mean, like, the experience and, you know, you guys as a band, walk me through that process.
Yeah. So basically every Saturday morning for, I don't know, 3-4 months, and then we had a couple of ancillary dates that we got together, we would all just get in the room and, you know, go song by song by song. We did all of the, when we originally went in, we did all of our scratch tracks, got everything in time, drums and acoustic guitar and all that stuff, and kind of laid that framework. We did all of those in one day. We played all 6 songs to a click in 4 hours. So the guys did a really, really good job. And then after that, it's just building the, putting everything on top of each other and layering it out. But it's a lot of sitting around and listening to the same song over and over and over again. And everybody's got their own little thing that they're trying to do or that they're trying to express, or, you know, there's questions about tones and questions about this and that. And so we're all just kind of sitting there in a room together working through it. And then working with Aaron, he is so good. He has such a good ear for just music in general and what he's trying to get. And he knows me so well as a writer, and knows most of these guys really well, including my wife, you know, playing keys and stuff. He knew exactly what he wanted, so that made it really easy for all we had to go in is replicate, you know, pretty much what he was looking for. So all the songs that you're going to hear are probably the framework is me, and then everything that makes it cool is Aaron or one of the guys or Kayla going in and saying, no, we should do this or you should change this. And so it's a family effort.
So I've read a lot of artists who, you know, after a time just get absolutely sick of their songs, and mentioning the kind of like the listening to it over and over. Do you, not that you get tired of your song, but do you have a situation where like you hear Hope and you're like, man, this is a completely different song than when I first wrote it or when I first recorded it? I mean, like going from point A to point B, are you ever like just kind of blown away by the change that has been made?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That song specifically, I remember writing it because I wrote that song, like I said, somewhere in December of 2020. So, I've been playing it for a while. And it is really interesting to write a song on acoustic guitar with words. That's it. You know, vocals and acoustic. And then you add 2 other guitars, bass, drums, keys, all this stuff. Like, it's, and you know what's funny about that is it is so much different, but that song is probably the most similar to what I came up with originally as opposed to everything else. Everything else is almost completely different than what my little acoustic version of it was. That's probably why I like Hope so much, is it is it's one of those tunes that I had an idea for it and a vision for it, and I got to see it carried through, and it's pretty much exactly what I wanted, and it worked. And a lot of times as an artist, you get caught in you really want this because that's what you want, but the better thing is to do something else. And in this case, like, the thing that I think was the best was what I came up with originally, so I use every opportunity to brag about that. Tell the guys all the time, did you write that song? No? Okay. No. But that's probably my favorite for that reason, is that I can point to it and say, hey, I did that. That was almost like 75% me.
So tell us about some of the other tracks on the album. It's been out for now, I guess this would be 3 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. And it's been on streaming services, and you actually have physical copies available. But, you know, tell us kind of what else we're going to hear on this album.
Yeah, I was thinking about when we were putting the track listing together. There's a song on there called "You'll Be Fine," and originally that was going to be at the end, and we moved a tune called "Night Owl" to the end. "Night Owl" is probably, I'll just go from the back to the front. "Night Owl" is probably the most important song on there,
And also the cover art too.
Yes,
right?
I am doing everything I can to push that point across as like unvaguely as possible. I'm trying to be very specific. Like, this is the song that y'all need to listen to. And really what it is I've always been a big fan of owls. I've always thought that they were really cool because they're people like them because they're pretty and all this stuff. But like, those things are monsters. They have like talons that are bigger than your face, and they just like pick animals up and take them away and do their thing. But barn owls specifically, we had a lot of them when I was a kid, and it's weird because if they get out in the sun, if they're like out and exposed, they freak out and they immediately try and get back in the trees or in a corner somewhere where it's dark. And that was pretty much how I lived my life for a long time, especially during, COVID and all that. Like, it's just, everything seems so, everything seemed just so dangerous and bad and not guaranteed. And I noticed all these things that I was doing that were, bad coping mechanisms and things like that, trying to get through there. And I realized that I didn't want to be that person anymore. And, went to therapy, did all that stuff to just be more okay living in the light and not being so scared of being out there and being exposed and vulnerable with other people. That's probably the most important thing, and that's what I would want people to take from it. I hope that when they hear that song, they can see that we can all do that, because it's just so much easier. But "You'll Be Fine" is a song about the way that people, it's ways that different people deal with situations and problems. My wife, actually, before COVID, she was in therapy, and I saw how much her life changed and just how much more joy and stuff she got out of life. And I was not doing that. I was hanging out and staying out till 2 a.m. every night and just running from everything instead of facing fear and anxiety and stuff like that. And so the end of the album is about that. The first two tracks, or the first three or more, about dying alone is, I had a lot of friends and a lot of people that, especially in music, it can be a really predatory thing, and you can get stuck with people that, especially if you don't think that you're good enough or you don't think that you're not experienced enough or whatever, you can get stuck with people that maybe don't treat you very well. And the thing about people like that is, if they weren't talking, if they weren't hanging out with you, they would either be alone or they would find somebody else that thinks that they need them. And there's a lot of relationships like that. So that's kind of my ode to that sort of thing. And then hope, obviously. I think that one's pretty self-explanatory. And then there's a tune, their new single called "Already Gone to Me." That one is actually pretty, that song really doesn't have much of a deeper meaning. It was, it came out of a guy, I was at a songwriter thing, and this guy was saying, "I don't understand why y'all worry so much about this. All writing songs is playing E minor, C and G, and complaining about girls." And I was like, that's a novel concept. I don't really like that, but I'm going to show you I can do it better than you. And so the next week I brought that song back up, and he was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So that's it's a cool tune. I think it's my little ode to all the kids that ask you when you go play somewhere and you say you're from Lubbock and you run into some kids there from Lubbock and they ask you what street you're from. Because they're all talking about, Tech Terrace, and they're talking about the frat houses or whatever. That's pretty much what that is. Just living in a college town, being a kid.
Well, can you play that one for us?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. I like how the album kind of is almost concept in some ways.
Yes.
With that idea.
It's pretty much entirely, like, I'm a very conceptual thinker. That's just how things make sense to me. So, like, the color scheme, for example, is straight ripped from the old Howard Johnson hotels.
Mm-hmm.
With that kind of teal and orange color. I completely stole that from that because I saw it on Mad Men.
Nice.
Thought it was cool. I just fell in love with it, and that's what we did. This song is called Already Gone to Me.
She came home with me from a party down the street. It's only 'cause it's convenient and we're both lonely, but you came home with me. And we howled at the moon, and I thought of somebody that I knew. It's not a lot, but it's the best either one of us can do. So we howled at the moon. And by the time that you leave here, you're already gone to me. 'Cause I don't hold on to anything for long. I spend most of my life in someone's memory. So I find it easy to be forgot. She was a porcelain figurine in a music box on the top of her feet. Well, I think you might have liked her. She thought a lot of me. She was a porcelain figurine. And by the time that you leave here, you're already gone to me. 'Cause I don't hold on to anything for long. I spend most of my life in someone's memory. So I find it easy to be forgot. By the time that you leave here, you're already gone to me. I don't hold on to anything for long. I spend most of my life in someone's memory, so I find it easy to be forgot.
You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. That was Gunner 4 with Already Gone to Me. So you mentioned that was the new single.
Yes, sir.
So I guess I need to get on that.
Yeah.
You haven't called the station, obviously, or sent me an email.
I thought I did, yeah, but I will make
you
sure.
You may have. It's been a busy few weeks in my life, so.
I understand.
So right now, since this is the summer, you guys have been playing. I know that as we record this, you have a show coming up in Swisher County on Saturday, and playing there with other friends of the show, Ragland.
Yes, and yeah, we are.
So I mean, as you kind of spread beyond Lubbock, I mean, what's next for the Interstate?
Really, what we're looking to do. Is the wonderful thing about Lubbock is that it has so many places that you can go play music. As far as, you know, and it's so great for me, like, and me as a solo artist, I'm just going to be out there as much as humanly possible. And I've been doing a lot of that. But for the band, we're mostly looking, we have this record with this single. We probably have more singles off this record if we want to do that. We have several other things cooking as far as recording stuff. We're fixing to pop in with we just got done with another session at Crossroads. Next month we're popping in with Scott Ferris, the legend over there at Amusement Park Studios. We're going to be working with him. And then outside of that, we have a couple of things. We have Hill Country stuff booked in September. We're going to be playing, I think it's Dripping Springs and Bernie and a couple other things in September. October, November, we'll be going to DFW a lot. I think we have a couple more local shows here. It's most, you know, it's all about just getting out there on the road and getting in front of as many people as possible. And luckily, we've been really, really lucky to meet a lot of really cool venues and good folks all across the state that want us to come out there and play and have been, you know, really cool about helping us, you know, just do the thing. But it's, you know, it's all, you know, plans are, I think that we found out in 2020 that plans are great, but they can change very quickly. So that's what our motto is for the next couple of, for the year, next year or so, is just embracing that. And when things change, when things get busier, we'll be grateful for it. And you know, we're just going to keep working.
Got any weird road stories yet?
I'm trying to think if there, how many of them I can tell you on the radio. you know, I think, I don't know, what's the statute of limitations on that?
Yeah, nothing illegal, you know. We don't need to know anything that could get you in trouble.
We
burned down a Howard Johnson's or something. I think there's one left in Arlington, actually, in case you're needing a place to stay.
Well, we're coming for it. you know, I'm trying to think of weird stuff. It hasn't been... You know, you have, like, your random, you know, you stay in the back house behind the venue and there's people knocking on the door at, like, 3 in the morning. You know, there's always stuff like that. But I think the best stories that we've had have just been from hanging out, just spending time together. The dumb stuff that gets said in the van when you have 6 people together and you've been driving for 8 hours and just some of the dumb stuff that
delirium sets in and everything's funny.
Yeah, you're watching TikToks on full volume and it, you know, that money don't jiggle jiggle it fold song, like, that's committed to my memory now.
It's your next single, right?
Yeah we're gonna do a remix. I think probably the best thing that's happened to us is there's a fudge store in Tulia. That's what we call it. There's a big gas station, I think it's a Love's on the east side of, or west side of the interstate. And I can't tell you how many times we've just pulled over in the parking lot to go get, you know, go to the bathroom or whatever. And then we just sit in the parking lot for 5 hours hanging out. And, yeah, those are the best things to me. Those are the things that'll always be in my heart and my mind. That's what makes all this, you know, a lot of this stuff worth it, is getting to hang out with your friends. You know, I'm pretty lucky in that respect.
That's the best thing you can ask for. Yeah. It sounds like
those are my boys, and that, you know, getting to do it with your wife too, like getting to go out on the road with your wife and getting to play shows with your wife and getting to look behind you and she's like going crazy on some keyboard stuff, and you know, it makes me so happy. It's so much fun.
Is music kind of what drew you guys together?
Not really at all. I didn't really start playing until I didn't really start taking it seriously until after we'd been married for about a year, year and a half. And she just learned how to play keys in the last 5 years or so. We've been married for 9. So no, it's we just happen to be in the same small town, go Plainview Bulldogs, powerhouse of the Plains. And we just happened to be there together and found each other, and now we're here.
Sweet. Well, Gunnar, we love always talking with you. Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
We're fans of it here at KFLP. Can you close us out with something?
Yeah. Do you want me to play something?
Absolutely. Floor is yours.
I will play...
Maybe not a TikTok, you know, song, but...
So this song is... I don't know. I can't think of a Notorious B.I.G. song off the top of my head. let me see. This is going to be... I'll go ahead and play this one. This is the new single that we just... Well, it's a new song that we just got done at Crossroads. We'll be putting it out on streaming soon.
All right. This has been Gunnar Four on Live from the Back Room.
You know what? Actually, I lied. I'm going to play you guys something a little bit newer than that. This Ooh. One is called When I Wake Up.
How long am I gonna lie here? And what will I do when I wake up? Who do I think I'm fooling? Who in the right mind would think that I'm that tough? She's been sitting next to me wishing that I would come home. Two years under the same roof, and all we learned is how to live alone. And I know well enough to know the past was a long time ago. And I should learn to forgive myself for my many sins and move on. What do I want? What do I want? When I get it, I don't know it's gonna be enough. 'Cause I've been pretending I ain't got a plan for when they call my bluff. She's been sitting next to me wishing that I would come home. Two years under the same roof, and all we learned is how to live alone. And I know well enough to know the past was a long time ago. And I should learn to forgive myself my many sins and move on. What do I want? What do I want? When I get it, how do I know it's gonna be enough? Is I been pretending, and I ain't got a plan for when they call my bluff. She been sitting next to me waiting for me to come home. Two years under the same roof, and all we learned is how to live alone. And I know well enough to know the past was a long time ago. And I should learn to forgive myself and my many sins and move on.